So, I'm back from my Canada trip. That was a very long trip. I drove about 20,000 kilometers all the way across Canada. I hope you guys enjoyed the trip. It was a great trip. I didn't have any major car problems, which was great. I didn't die, which is always great. It's always nice when you don't die, right? If you drive 20,000 kilometers, and not have any major problems, that's a pretty good thing. So I'm very thankful I'm back home safe and sound. But I have some bad news. And the bad news is that the people upstairs had a baby. The people upstairs had a baby. And now there's a screaming baby living above me. So that is very bad news for me. I don't know if it's bad news for them, but it's bad news for me. Actually, that was one of the reasons I went on my trip. I knew they were going to have a baby, so that's why I wanted to go on my trip, so that I wouldn't spend the whole summer here listening to a screaming baby crying above my head. So that's why I decided to go on my trip across Canada. Just get out, get some fresh air, and more peace and quiet than I would get down here in my basement. If you don't know, I live in a basement suite. Okay? A basement suite is the part of a house below ground. Well, that's called the basement. Now, very often here in Canada, people turn their basements into like an apartment. Okay? And it's called a suite. Okay? A basement suite. So a lot of people rent out their basements. They make their basement into a basement suite with a separate entrance, okay? There's like a separate door over here, and then they rent it out to make some more money. Okay? So the people who own this house, they live up there. Okay? And they own this house. They're nice people. They're from India. Okay? They're immigrants from India, and I rent their basement. Okay? So anyway, that's called a basement suite. And this place up here in a house is called the attic. The attic. Did you know that? This small place, sort of under the roof, is the attic. Okay, the first floor, second floor, attic, and basement suite. So I live in a basement suite. Now, you might be wondering, Mark, why don't you just move? Why don't you move to a different place, like an apartment or a house? Well, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. The problem is, I can't afford to buy a house or a condo. Okay, I don't have enough money to afford. In Calgary here, houses and condos are really expensive, unfortunately, okay? So bankers don't like YouTubers. Okay, most of the time when people want to buy a house or buy a condo, they go to the bank and they say, "Please give me a loan. Okay, give me a loan to buy a house." And that's called a mortgage. Okay, a mortgage. We don't pronounce the T. It looks like it should be mortgage, but we don't say the T. We just say mortgage. Mortgage, okay? So a mortgage is a loan from the bank to buy a house or a condo, okay? So that guy goes to the bank, and the bank gives him money, and he buys a house. And then slowly over 20 or 30 years, he pays the loan off, from the bank. Okay, so to get a mortgage here in Canada, you need two things. Okay, you need good credit. Do you know what credit is? Your credit score. Your credit score means how good you are at paying back your debt. How good you are at paying your bills, right? If you're always behind, if you're always forgetting about your bills, like your cell phone bill, your credit card payments, all of that, if you're always behind on your payments, then you have bad credit. Okay, but if you're good, then you have good credit. Now, you might have heard of a company called Equifax. Equifax. They keep track of your credit score, basically. So if you want to find out if you have a good credit score here in Canada or a bad credit score, I think you just go on this website and you pay them like $20, $25 or something like that, and they will give you your, they will tell you your credit score, if you've got good credit or bad credit. Now, for me, I have perfect credit. Okay, I have the highest credit you can have in Canada. So that's fine. So for me, that's great. That's not a problem. But to get a mortgage, you need good credit and a job, just like a normal job. Banks love people with normal jobs, you know, because I guess banks think that people who have normal jobs are consistent. You know, they'll be able to pay back the mortgage consistently. Now, you know, in my opinion, that's not a very good indicator of a person's financial success. People could lose their job, right? Right. Let's say this woman here, if she works as a server in a restaurant or something, you know, anything could happen. She could lose her job, but the bank doesn't care about that. The bank still trusts her more than me because I don't have a normal job. So banks really don't like people like me who have sort of a weird kind of, who make their money in a non-traditional sort of way, right? I'm a YouTuber, and like I said, banks don't really like YouTubers very much. So that's the problem. Now, you might be thinking, well, why don't you just rent a place? Maybe not buy your own place yet. Just move and rent a condo, rent an apartment somewhere. Well, it's sort of the same problem. Okay, to live in a nice apartment building like that, okay, all the time you have to fill in an application form. You have to complete a long, sort of a scary looking application form. And very often they ask for things like this, right? You need 2 landlord references. Okay, so, I mean, they want to call your previous landlords to, you know, to see if you were a good tenant, basically, right? I mean, it's kind of crazy. So you have to find your, you know, you probably don't even have those numbers. Do you know the last 2 places you lived and you have their numbers? So you have to find those numbers, and then very often you have to give like 2 personal references, right? Maybe your friends or someone, just to say you're a nice guy. Hey, is Mark a nice guy? Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's not going to break the toilet, right? He's not going to do anything bad. Okay. And then very often you need like 2 employment references, like your boss. You know, you have to give them your boss's number so they can call your boss and say, hey, is Mark a good worker? Is he, you know, is he going to do anything bad here? Okay. So this is just ridiculous. And very often they ask for like your bank statement to see how much money you have. That's crazy. And like a job letter, you know, they might ask for a job letter just to make sure you have a job, or to make sure that the job you say you have, you really have, that you're not lying. So this is just outrageous. In my opinion, it's just completely outrageous. I mean, they may as well just ask for your blood. Okay, here's my blood. What do you want to know? Just take all my blood, take my life, you know, whatever. Okay, so it's intimidating. It's a very intimidating process, and it's almost as hard as just buying a place. So, you know, the other reason why I don't want to just move and rent a place is because I've lived in about 20 places in my life for 3 months or longer. Can you believe that? So I've moved around a lot in my life. 3 months, 6 months, a year, maybe 2 years, 3 years, 1 year, 3 months. It's like, I'm tired. I'm just exhausted. I don't want to move around from place to place in my life. So when I moved into this basement suite, I decided, that's it. I'm going to stay here until I can afford to buy my own condo. So that's my plan. I just want to buy my own condo, move in there, and then just be done. I don't have to deal with, like, you know, landlords, or deal with, you know, all this hassle of applications, moving my stuff from place to place. And it's just, it's tiring. How about you? How many places have you lived in your life for 3 months or longer? Okay, if this was lower, if this was 1 month, there would be a lot more than 20. Okay, I've lived in a ton of places just for, like, remember when I was in Thailand? The first place I lived was, I lived there for 3 months, I think. And then the second place I lived for just 1 month. So this number would be a lot higher. But I want to know about you. How many is it? You know, for me, that's almost like moving. That's moving like almost every year, you know, here. That's a lot. But, you know, maybe you have experienced the same thing. Maybe you're just a young guy like me, just a young guy still. Although I'm noticing some gray hairs in my beard. Maybe I'm not young anymore. But, you know, maybe you've moved around a lot too in your life. So anyway, let me know down there in the comments how many places you've lived in your life. You know, it's kind of funny. I think people think I'm really successful in life. You know, I think they see my TV here and, you know, my computer, my microphone. And I think they just assume I have my own house, or I have an office, a studio or something. Well, I don't know. That's not true. You know, it's funny. This past year, I've received a few emails, several, I think about five or six people, okay, have sent me their resume, and they've sent me an email like this. They say, "Dear sir, I would like to apply for a job in your organization. Please have a look at my CV." Okay, CV is another way to say resume. Okay, so they say, "Here's my resume. Please take a look and please hire me in your organization. Sincerely," and then they put their name. And it's kind of funny. Because it's like, dude, I live in the basement suite. I rent the basement of some immigrants. Okay, Indian immigrants own this house and I rent their basement. It's like, what am I going to hire you for? Which organization? I don't have an organization. I just have this TV. I have my YouTube channel. I have a microphone, a laptop, and that's it. That's my organization. If I can't even afford my own house, how am I going to afford to hire someone? So it's just funny how people think I'm like really successful, and they have no idea that I live in like the basement suite of immigrants here to Canada. It's like they just have no idea. So I must have done a good job convincing people of my success. I don't think I've done a good job faking it, right? This isn't an office. I don't have my own house. This is just a TV on a desk, right? And I have a light here. I've got this table. I've got a light there and a light there. Actually, I made an apartment tour video. If you haven't seen my apartment tour, I'll put that link up here at the end of this video for you to watch. But it's just a very simple basement suite. It's just me in a room. That's it. I don't have a company, right? It's not a big organization. It's just a YouTube channel. So it's always funny when people think I'm like a CEO or something. I'm just a simple person living in a basement suite. But I must have done a good job faking my success. I want to ask you, how fake is your life? How fake? On a scale of 1 to 10. Okay, 10 being very fake, and one being very authentic. Okay, let me know down there in the comments if you could give yourself a score from 1 to 10. Okay, how fake is your life? You know, I remember working with a guy who bought a really nice BMW. He was just a normal worker like me, but he tried really hard to get a BMW. Here in Canada, vehicle dealerships give loans to normal people. I'm sure I could buy a BMW. If I want. Okay, buying a car here in Canada is much easier than buying a house. Okay, so anyway, he got a loan to buy a really nice BMW. He wanted to attract girls. So he wanted to have a really nice car. But, you know, he had to work so hard just to make, to keep up the payments on his car, you know, insurance payments and all of that. Like having a nice car is expensive. You know, you have to pay so much. And he was just trying so hard to like, to support his fake life just so he could get some girls. And you know, I think a lot of people do that in life. They try so hard to fake it so that other people will think of them, will perceive them as successful, right? I don't know. It's funny. A lot of people just, they need a nice car just to try to get some love, I guess, in their life. But anyway, so I want you to let me know down in the comments. What would you think? Do you think that your life is very fake or very authentic? Personally, I really want to be a very authentic person. Okay, in the future, I think I'm really going to try to be really authentic. I'd say right now, I don't know, I might give myself a 5. I think I'd be about a 5. Sort of fake, sort of authentic, but I really love authentic people. People who are just really honest, you know. So I hope in the future I want to be just a really honest person. Just completely 100% authentic. Those kinds of people are just the best kind of people to be around. I hate being around fake people. But, you know, the pressure of life sometimes forces us to be fake, right? The whole business world is fake. It's all fake. It's like, it's all trying to appear good. You know, you give some money to charity and people know about it and they praise you, but inside your own home, you're doing bad things, or you might be into some pretty shady stuff, right? In the news yesterday, you probably heard the news of Jeffrey Epstein. How do you say his name? Jeffrey Epstein. Here's a guy who looked pretty, pretty successful on the outside, right? I think he did some charitable things in Africa, and he talked a good talk. Or he gave off the appearance of being a good guy, but not a good guy at all. So just a completely fake person, right? I don't like fake people. So, but I'll accept you. If you're fake, it's okay. Just be honest. Tell me if you're fake down in the comments. But we should strive to move over there to become really authentic people. That's my goal. It's hard. It's very hard because we try so hard to, we want to be accepted and we put on a face just to try to get some acceptance and some love from people. We think if we're really honest, nobody's going to accept us. We're not going to get a job. You know, every job interview I've ever had, I've lied. I've lied my way through every single job interview. They always ask me questions, right? What's your long-term plan? Are you going to be at the company? Are you going to work here long-term? Oh, yes, yes. I'm planning to be here for, you know, 4 or 5 years. It's all BS, right? Do you know what BS means? BS means bullshit, right? So personally for me, I think I've lied in every single job interview I've ever had. Not just one. I mean, the whole interview is a lie. It's completely fake, right? So I'm sure other people have too. Let me know if you've lied in interviews. It's so hard because, you know, if you're honest, they probably won't hire you. And that's the truth, right? So everybody's striving to put on to put on their best face, right? Or in relationships, if the person you like, if they know the truth about you, they're not going to accept you. They're not going to love you. So you have to put on your makeup. You have to put on your best clothes. It's the pressure is so high. The pressure is so high. And it's just, it's sad, really. It's really sad. You know, it's so much easier in life just to be authentic. It's hard work being fake. It's like celebrities' lives, no wonder so many celebrities commit suicide, because their whole life is fake. It's just, there's nothing there. They've tried so hard to create such a, you know, such a crazy image, such a successful image, but they can't live up to that image, and it's all fake. So they just kill themselves, you know. It's much better just to be authentic. So in the future, I'm really going to try hard to, over the next few years, become a very authentic person. But I would say right now I'm still about maybe a 5. But let me know your answer down there. Which score, be honest, don't lie, what score would you give yourself? Let me know down there in the comments, and I'll see you guys over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.